Hey, sweetheart. So I had every intention of coming to see you this weekend, but I don't think the weather's gonna cooperate. I tried. I actually hit the road once, and it was just nothing but ice. Awful visibility. I honestly don't think I could make it there. It's just the weather's too bad right now. So I'm gonna have to miss this weekend, which really pisses me off because it's been a month since I've seen you, and oh God, I just want to touch you so badly. Sweetie, I want to feel your hair in my hands. Touch your soft cheeks. Press my body against yours, all the soft curves on me. Put my palms on your breasts. Unfortunately, I can't do that. But I can still get you off. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give you a set of instructions. And you are going to listen to the entire thing without doing anything. And then you're going to do them. You're going to carry them out perfectly. And then you're going to send me a little message telling me all about it. Okay? Okay. So, what I had planned was that when I walked through the door to see you, oh God, I would kiss you so deeply. And I would bite, make little nibbled marks along your collarbone and your neck. And I'd take a handful of your hair in my hands. I'd lace my fingers through the long strands and I'd grip tightly, pulling your head to the side, exposing your neck, pulling your head backwards a little bit just to cause a tiny arch in your back, pushing your breasts into me. And then, having done that, I would take you by the hand. And we would go straight to your shower. And we would. You would turn on the water to very, very, very hot while I got out of my big winter parka and, slowly peeled off layer after layer of clothes. And while the shower is running, with the bathroom door shut so that it can collect the steam, I want to see you do that. I want to see you strip out of your clothes so slowly, one piece at a time, one button at a time. When you pull that t-shirt over your head, I want you to inch it off, just exposing a quarter of an inch of skin at a time. I want to watch, as your smooth stomach is revealed to me, and then the lace of your bra. And then I want to watch it come up over your face. And your hair fall through the neck of your shirt and tumble over your shoulders. And somebody should see the way that your eyes look when you do that. So I want you to do it in the mirror. I want you to make note of what you look like. of the sort of passionate, slightly wild look in your eyes. God, I love that look. And I want you to tell me about it. Then I want you to pull your jeans off. Again, slowly. Undo the top button and slowly undo the zipper. Roll your hips a little bit to pull the jeans off of your hips. You can take your underwear too with you if you want. And then I want you to slide them down your legs. And I want you to bend at the waist so that I can see how long your legs are. Pulling out one foot at a time, stepping out of them. So beautiful. Oh, God. And I want you to caress your breasts a little bit. You still have your bra on. So just around the top. Just, you know, what's visible above the bra. And you can close your eyes a little if you want to when you do it. Oh. And I know that you want to just kind of dip a couple of fingers inside the cups of your bra so you can feel your nipples. You can do that, but you have to pinch them hard too. You know, I love the way that you sound when you do that. I love the little squeak that you let out when there's a tiny bit of pain involved, but really, it just sharpens the senses a little bit, doesn't it? Okay, reach behind you and unclasp that bra. Let it fall off of your shoulders onto the floor. And now that shower's nice and hot, isn't it? Well, one of my favorite things to do is take a nice hot shower with you, but since that can't happen, you take that shower by yourself. Wet your hair. Put your head under the shower head. Oh, I love watching that water drip off of your neck, off of your breasts, over your curved stomach, hips. Oh, I love watching it. I love the way it feels. I know that you love the way it feels too. And you know what I love the most? That little satisfied half smile that you get when your eyes close and you just lean your head back to enjoy it. I want you to touch yourself, sweetheart. I want you to start at your knees and just run your hands up and down your legs, on the outsides of your thighs, on the insides of your thighs, behind your legs. I want your hands to make their way up your body and circle around your ass. I want you to tell me about it. Since I can't be there, I want to hear what your ass is like in your hands. I want to hear about the texture of your skin. God, I wish I could touch that. I wish I were there with you. Don't spend too much time. I want you to run your hands over your stomach. I know, I don't care. I know you don't love your stomach. I do. It's one of those things, it's part of what makes you, you. So, fucking touch it, because I would if I were there. Do me a favor. I know you've got that little belly ring in there. I want you to tug it a little bit. Oh, God. I love watching your face when that happens. I want you to run your fingernails from your hip bones up to the undersides of your breasts. One long, slow drag. And now you can touch your breasts. Avoid your nipples, though. Just run your fingers on the undersides. That delicious curve up the sides. Over the tops of your breasts. Run your fingers up and down your sternum a little bit. That's one of my favorite places on your body to kiss, you know that? Just notice how good it feels. I just want you to pay attention to the textures, the warmth. Imagine that your fingers are my fingers. Take two of your fingers, your thumb and your forefinger, and just squeeze one of your nipples for me. I love to do that with my teeth encased in my lips. Just a quick tiny little bite. It feels so good, and I know that you love it too. And do that with the other one too. Stop. Take your hands and move on up to your collarbones. Over your shoulders, over your arms. Just let that water wash over you. Does it feel good? Yeah, I thought so. I'll make your way back down your body again. Tracing your curves, touching everything. Fingernails, the pads of your fingers, your palms, whatever you want to do. And then I want you to put your hands on the insides of your thighs. And I want you to dig your fingers in just a little bit. If I were there, I'd be pushing your thighs apart. You'd be able to see the indentations where my fingers pushed into your flesh, trying to spread you open for me. If I were there, I'd push you against the shower wall. I bet you're wet. I know I am right now. And my mouth is watering because all I'm thinking is that I want to taste you. But you know I wouldn't just yet. I would get down on my knees. I'd start at the inside of your knee. And I would slowly lick suck and bite all the way up your thigh until I was almost at the crease where your leg meets your body. And the higher that I got, the more you would want me. The more you would want my face in your pussy. And I wouldn't do it. I would skip right over and I would nibble on your hip bone instead. And I would cross your belly. Licking, sucking, hands kneading. And I'd work my way back down the other side of your leg. Again, starting at your hip bone. My soft, wet tongue all over the inside of your thigh. Nibbles here and there, just so that I could hear that sharp intake of breath that you know I love from you. Oh, it's one of my favorite sounds. I'm biting my lip just thinking about it. I'd work my way back down to your knee. And then I'd take your leg and I'd put it over my shoulder so that you were balanced on one foot, leaning against the wall, your thigh wrapped around my neck. And I'd take you in my hands and I'd work my way back up your body again. And then, oh, sweetheart. I'd run one finger up and down your slit. Slowly. And I want you to do that for me right now. And when the time comes and you do take that shower, I want you to do that for me in the shower. And I drive that finger into you. Oh, God. I love it when you're that wet. I love it when I don't even need to warm you up. You're just ready for me. I'd take that hand out of you, and I would wrap that finger around your thigh. I'd kiss you. Oh, and then I'd put that finger in my mouth. Suck all of your tasty juices off of me. I want you to do that too. And I want you to tell me how you taste. I bet it's amazing. It always is when you're that turned on. And I would. Oh, I wouldn't be able to resist. I would. Oh. I would replace my fingers with my tongue, and I would start slowly licking the entire length of your pussy. My tongue would be everywhere. You'd feel me take each of your lips in my mouth. Suck on them, caress them. You'd feel my tongue dip into your pussy. Fuck you a little bit. And then when your fingers wrap in my hair really tight, like you're trying to hang on. Because you know you might lose your balance. That's when I would take my tongue and I would move to your clit. Oh, I love that. I'd do little circles, tiny, light circles. I'd suck a little bit. I want you to do all of these things and then tell me about it. I would, oh my god, I would pull the hood of your clit up just a little bit, exposing you to me. And I would just do slow, tiny, agonizing little circles around your clit. And I'd change directions every now and again. And I'd let it build. And oh, when I thought that you couldn't take anymore, then I would wrap my lips around it and I would suck. And at the same time, I'd put two fingers into your pussy. And I'd work against your G-spot. I'd work so hard. You would be begging me to let you sit down, let you stop, let you do something so that you don't actually fall over. And you know I wouldn't let it happen, right? You know that I would hold you. And I would keep working you. I would keep touching you. I would keep licking, sucking, caressing until you finally came hard and deliciously in my mouth. Oh, fuck. That's what we would do to start. Since I'm not there, that's what you're going to do for me today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little more fun.